Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. Think with me about Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?" Of course, the Bible teaches that all human beings are sinners. We all fail to trust God. We all fail to obey God as we ought. So if God's main stance toward us was that he was always marking down everything against us in his record book, we'd all be doomed for eternity. None of us could stand before him, especially at the final judgment. But the next verse, verse 4, says, "But with you there is forgiveness." In other words, God's disposition is to forgive, to erase the marks that stand against us. I'll keep reading, right? So verse 3, "If you should mark iniquities, who could stand? With you there is forgiveness." And then the last line of verse 4, "that you may be feared." Now, we normally think that the reason that God is to be feared is because he's great, because he's majestic, because he's just, he punishes sin. We don't tend to think that it's because of his forgiveness that we should fear him. But here's how this works. You see, if you minimize your own sin, if you minimize God's holiness, you might just take forgiveness for granted, even think you don't need it. But if you understand your own sin accurately, if you take it seriously, if you understand how holy God is, that he's so different from us in his greatness and his perfection, then you get a sense of how totally normal and expected it would be if God were to never allow us to have a relationship with himself. So once you have your own sinfulness and his holiness as your baseline understanding, and then you realize, whoa, he loves me. He cares for me. He forgives me. That's amazing. You see, to fear God is to be in awe of him, to worship him for his greatness. And when you marvel at his forgiving stance toward you, and you stand in awe of him for that, you say, "Oh, Lord, your forgiveness is so wonderful. I worship you for it." And then you're fearing the Lord. "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared." This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.